Does anybody know where I can go get some medium veneers? I got these double XLs, triple XLs some years ago. And I got some new teeth maybe like 2 years ago or more. And they was advertised as medium, so they gave me some temporary ones. And they were mediums. And they went and put the real ones on. They gave me some extra larges again. And I'm like, bro, I'm tired of having these horse teeth. I'm tired of having these donkey dentures. Can somebody please help me out? I need a medium. Are there any real legit artificial teeth companies or like, you know, porcelain veneer orthodontists out there anywhere in the world that has the best? Let me know. Point me in the right direction. I'm tired of these.
Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Catrice Austin, the Queen of Smiles, and we are back with another episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. And man, oh man, I was fired up. I didn't plan on taping today, but I'm live right here on Instagram, and someone had tagged me in a post with a young man that was saying, hey, man, I got these extra large veneers, and don't they come in medium? Don't they come in small? Somebody take these veneers out and give me a smaller size. So I went over to that page. Hey, Mama Austin. I went over to that post and I started talking about some of the things that patients who are looking to get veneers should really, you know, really think carefully about. Now, I said in my post that when you are getting porcelain veneers, it is super important as a patient to have a say-so in the cementation and the look of your veneers. It's so important because just like this young man in the video, you may sit there in the chair, you've anticipated your veneers, and you finally get the veneers in, and I'm talking as a patient because I got veneers like 2 years ago. You finally get that mirror and you're waiting, you've been waiting, you spent all your money, and then you get that mirror because your dentist didn't give you that choice to look beforehand. You get that mirror, you look in the mirror and you see your teeth and you're like, damn, what is this? You're like so upset because you didn't have a say-so about the veneers. So my point of view is, and I want to get your point of view, do you think if you are a patient and you have invested in veneers, should you have the right to take a look at the veneers first, or should you just trust your dentist and let them do what they're going to do because they say they're a cosmetic dentist and they should know what they're doing? I want you guys to weigh in on this conversation. I do have a poll in my Instagram stories, so head over to my IG stories. Let me know what you guys think. If you guys are investing in a new smile, should you have the choice to take a look at it? Like when you go and get your hair done, ladies, men, when you go to the barber, you take a look, you know, you look. And before you leave that barbershop, before you leave that beauty shop, you have the option to say, hey, I don't like it. Or, hey, I love it. I think you should have the choice. What do you say, guys? All right. So we got 71 Dawn Counter 904. My dentist made me wear temps and we adjusted them for about 3 weeks. Then we made them. I love that. And that is a good point, 71. When you are getting temporary teeth, in an ideal world, someone else says, Fancy Valencia 1021 says, of course, look before. Well, you know what? Some dentists, I was just on Instagram in this post, and a very popular dentist told me he doesn't show his patients. If they like the temps, then the final say is his. And I don't know. I have to disagree with that. But Fancy Valencia says you should look. So here's the thing. When you get temporary teeth, the process should go like this. You get your teeth designed. You go in for your consultation. You tell your dentist what you don't like about your smile, all the things that you want to have fixed. And then you should kind of come in with an idea, unless you want your dentist to help you with the shape and the size and all of that stuff. And we have books to guide you on what your ideal smile could look like on you. Generally, your teeth should follow the shape of your face. So if you have like a square face, then your teeth should have a little bit of squareness, unless you just totally want them round. If you have an oval face, then maybe we're going to round out the corners so that everything balanced. So you guys think that when we're doing these veneers, it's just all about the teeth? Oh, no, 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 no. We are designing and we're looking at the entire face, the symmetry. We want to see if your teeth and your mouth are in your whole face are centered and symmetric. We want to make sure the sizing and the proportions are great. We even look at the gum line and make sure that the gums are even. There's so much planning that goes into this, guys. It's not funny. Now, after we show you some designs of the teeth, what we're going to do is either take a little magic wand and scan your teeth, a digital scan of your teeth, or we're going to take a molding of your teeth and pour it up in stone like this, and then we send it to our cosmetic dentistry lab, right? And we tell them exactly what we want, the shape, the size, the proportions, what's off, what we want to improve, and then what they're going to do is send us back a design. Now, a design will look something like this. So imagine if I had a gap between my two front teeth. For all of you guys that are listening on the audio version of this podcast, sorry you can't see, but you can catch the video over on YouTube. Now, if you have a gap, let's just say you have a gap, and the first thing that we want to do is show you what it's going to look like if your gap were to be closed, then this is what like my lab, Frontier Dental, is going to send you something like this back with your gap closed, with the teeth exactly the shape that you wanted them to be. And then what we do from this molding, we will make your temporary teeth on visit one. You're going to walk out the door, gap closed. You're going to get a sneak preview of what it is going to look like. Now, like 71 said, you're going to wear this in your mouth for a week or 2 weeks, however long you need to be in them, and adjustments can be made. So if these are too long, you don't like the width in your mouth, you don't like anything about this, we can make changes along the way. But even if we make changes, we call the lab and say, hey, 71 didn't like how that tooth was too pointy. Can you change that? The lab can change it. And then they send us the veneers back. Now the veneers are going to come back and it's going to look like this. This is like the fake fingernails of dentistry. This is what a veneer looks like. And what we're going to do before, this is what I do. Now, I'm just learning that all dentists don't do this. Some dentists do not give you the choice to look. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to try these in and I'm going to show you exactly what it looks like in your mouth. So if you got 10 of these, we putting them all in first. I'm going to show it to you. Make sure you're happy. And then upon your approval, I actually make you sign on this, guys, because this is the point of no return. I'm going to put this in your mouth, all 10 of them, all 20 of them, and let you take a look. And if you say yes, I'm gluing those babies in, and you better not change your mind, because once I use that permanent glue, they are in your mouth forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. I'm just saying, if you want to change after that, that is dramatic, you don't like the shape, you have a change of heart, it's going to cost you the full amount. My lab is not going to remake them for free because you just changed your mind. You thought you liked them when you're in the chair and now you don't. Oh, well, you're going to have to pay again. However, if I show it to you while you're in the chair and you get the opportunity to look and you say, Dr. Austin, yeah, you're right. You know, this tooth is a little too pointy or this one is too square. Guess what? We can make changes sometimes right in the chair. No problem. I know what you don't like. It's fixable. We will change it. However, if there's something like the color, the proportions, the length is too short, these are things that I can't change in the chair. So guess what? You have to wear the temporary teeth just a little bit longer I'm sorry, it's a pain in the butt. You have to wear them longer. But guess what? I'm sending them back to the lab. The lab is not going to charge you. They are not going to charge me. And everybody's happy. We get a remake and we start that process over again. So that's how that works. So I say, and I want you guys to head over to my IG stories and take the poll. I want to know, do you guys think that you should have the opportunity to see your veneers before they go in? Or do you just trust your dentist and let them give you the smile that we want to give you? I want to know your thoughts. Head over to my IG stories. Take the poll. You should definitely see them before they are permanently set. It's very, very important. Yes, Miss NV, me. I love that. I tried mines, even ate with them before they finished them. I love that. I love that. Listen, I was at my hairstylist yesterday, and I looked at this ponytail, and it was too narrow. It was something that I didn't like about it. And she was trying to be like, bye-bye, girl. And I was like, nope, I don't like it. Just put a whole nother layer here. I want a thicker ponytail. You see this little strand right here? Oh, I was nitpicking. She was tired. I was like, you know what? I have to walk out the door happy. I do. So don't be afraid to... Oh, I love that. Don't be afraid to say something. We have advanced... _smile_ in the building here live on Instagram. We are the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. And this dental office says we have patients sign a consent form before permanently cementing those veneers. Let me give you a round of applause for that because I do the same thing. Oh, no, 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 no. You're not getting me. You're not going to have me put those veneers in and then you have a change of heart and then you want me to pay for a whole new set after I glued them in? You want me to spend hours taking those veneers off for no charge? No, ma'am, and no, sir. So I think it's super important that you have the opportunity to take a look. PDM Family Dental is in the building. What do y'all say? What are y'all saying up there? There he is, doctor. Tell me what you think. I know. Let's see. See them before they are cemented. Dr. Carl says it. Yes. You know what? But I respect everybody's point of view. Everybody does things differently. I am... just, you know, I've been in the dental chair and I know what it's like to anticipate that new smile. And let me tell y'all, let me be very, very clear. I was super, when it came to my veneers, I was super nervous about the procedure. I always wondered who was going to do my teeth. I happened to go to NYU. They have a whole cosmetic division. I had five doctors, guys. I had five doctors doing my smile, and I still wanted to see them. I had celebrity dentist, Dr. Larry Rosenthal, like the godfather of cosmetic dentistry. He was one of my doctors. Dr. Sherelle Sly in Houston, Texan, one of my doctors. I had a doctor from Atlanta. I had like a doctor from Oklahoma. I had five doctors, y'all. I still wanted, I didn't care if it was Dr. Larry Rosenthal or not. I wanted to see my teeth. I actually went in with my own Novocaine. I was, you know what? I wasn't trying to feel no needles. I was very particular and I wanted to see my smile. I think it's super important that we all have choices because some decisions are irreversible decisions and I don't want you guys to have buyer's remorse. No, 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 no. So we are live here at the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. We're going to take a little break for one of our sponsors, and I will be right back. Stay right there, guys.
You're listening to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast with celebrity dentist, Dr. Catrice Austin. Do you want to know the secret behind every celebrity smile? It's clean, healthy, and white teeth. We invite you to join the exclusive VIP Celebrity Smile Club to get a pearly white, healthy smile just like your favorite Hollywood stars. Being a VIP has its benefits. Every 3 months, you'll get a special VIP Celebrity Smile Club package delivered right to your door with everything you need, from dental office strength teeth whitening kits to our highly anticipated mystery gifts. That's right. We're giving you all the secrets to getting a Hollywood smile just like your favorite celebs from the Queen of Smiles herself. Visit CelebritySmile.club to become a VIP today. That's CelebritySmile.club. We look forward to seeing you on the red carpet.
All right, we are back here live at the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. Oh, we are talking about veneers, and should you have the opportunity to see them before they get glued in, or do you just trust your dentist and let them be the designer and decision maker for your smile? I want to hear from you guys. We're doing a poll in my IG stories. I want to see what you guys think. This whole thing came about when I was tagged on Instagram on a very popular video that's going viral. And the young man is an actor, very popular actor, and he was in the video saying, hey, I got these extra large veneers and I want to get new veneers because these are too large and I want some mediums. And then I got on there because, you know, I'm always commenting when it comes to veneers. You guys know you should tag me in all the veneer videos. From Kanye. I didn't even get to Kanye West smile yet. But I went over to the comments and I was saying, hey, I believe it's my point of view that I think that patients should beware and they should have the opportunity to see these things. It's a big investment. I mean, in New York City, veneers go from what, like $1,500 to $4,000 per tooth. I would think as a consumer, and I even had to pay for my veneers as a consumer before, if I spend my hard-earned money and I'm spending $20,000, $40,000, you're dang all right I want to see my veneers before they go in. I'm just saying, yes. Hey, my dear friend, Mr. Eric McKay, actor extraordinaire. Welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. And then on top of him is my girl, Miss Black Pearl is in the building. Yes, and Miss Black Pearl said, I want to see my veneers, please. And thank you. I was just saying, like, Eric, when you go to the barbershop, Miss Black Pearl, when you go get your hair done, I want to, before I walk out and there is no turning back, I want to take a look. And I would think that for a major investment like porcelain or composite veneers, you may want to take a look at those and see if you like them, because once we use the permanent glue on this baby and it goes on top of your teeth, there is no turning back. That is it. So I love the doctor that said, I have my patient sign on it. I got burned a couple times. I've been doing this for 26 years. I have learned you have to sign off on those babies. And if you have buyer's remorse, that is on you, my friend. I'm just saying. So I'm always happy to talk to you guys about porcelain veneers, composite veneers. And let me just tell you guys one thing. This is the little secret that I dropped in my book, Porcelain Veneers Exposed. You got to ask questions, guys. There are like 7 key questions you should be asking a cosmetic dentist before you make a choice on your veneers. One of those questions is, how did you learn porcelain veneers? Because if you guys are not aware, I'm just going to drop a little gem on you guys. If you guys aren't aware, porcelain veneers is a cosmetic dentistry procedure, right? And cosmetic dentistry is not one of the 8 recognized specialties of dentistry. It is not. The only way that a dentist will really get cosmetic dentistry experience is either on the job and by trial and error, or if they are investing in themselves and taking porcelain veneer and composite veneer courses. Anybody that does teeth whitening calls themselves a cosmetic dentist. You have to, as a cosmetic dentist, stay on your game. And if your cosmetic dentist is not advancing themselves by taking courses, or they don't belong to any of the cosmetic dentistry organizations, they don't belong to any organizations to better themselves, you might want to think twice. So once again, guys, here's a little tip. Cosmetic dentistry is not an official specialty in dentistry. And when you are making the choice to choose a dentist, you better ask about how long have they been doing veneers? Where do they get their training? And a whole bunch more, which I have in my book, Porcelain Veneers Exposed. My job here as your smile coach is to help you not make mistakes and not to have buyer's remorse. So the next time you are thinking about getting veneers, or if you want to even know if you're a candidate for veneers, please, I have so many resources for you so you don't have buyer's remorse. You get a sneak preview of what your smile could look like, and you make an informed decision. You can head over to my Instagram page or my website, vipsmiles.com, where I will allow you to do a free virtual consultation. You can upload a selfie, put in your information, and my dental partner, Frontier Dental, will give you a free before and after picture so you can actually envision what your new smile could look like. Then we'll bring you into the office. We'll do a consultation. We will have you tell us what you want out of your smile, and we will design it for you. The design will come back. It'll look like this. So if you have a gap or crooked teeth and you want that fixed, well, you're going to get to see what it looks like in advance so that you don't have buyer's remorse. Oh, look who stepped into the room. We are live here on the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, and one of my favorite people is in the building, Mr. Mike Hill. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mr. Hill. Good to see you. We have been talking about smiles for so many years. We're going to get that done one day. Thank you. So, yeah, Mike, I was over on another person's page, and he was talking about how his veneers were size extra large. And I was like, yo, I can help you. I can tell you how you could get size small or medium. And I went on to tell people that you should not let the dentist put the veneers in until you've had the opportunity to see them. So one of my colleagues, who is also a well-known dentist that does veneers all the time, was like, I don't let my patients see. I just do it. If they like the temps, then that's it. When they come in the second time, I just put them in. And I just happen to have a different point of view. So I decided to do this episode and run a poll in my IG stories to see what the people think. If you were getting porcelain veneers, would you want to see it before? Or do you just totally trust your dentist and whatever I give you is it? To be determined. I can't wait to the results of this poll. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this conversation, make sure that you turn on your notifications. Head over to YouTube as well and make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. And because one day I'm going to be like my friend that just walked in the room, Monty Lenz is in the building. He calls me Catrice the Beast. Bah, 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 bah. Hey, guys, if you guys want to learn how to up your game on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube and do reels, oh my God, my boy, my partner in crime, Monty, will get you right. He is the person that I refer everybody to, and he's teaching you how to have these courses. Mr. Mike Hill said, please let them see first. Some folks can't even close their mouths. You listen, there is a rapper's son that got veneers over in Colombia. his name is King. What's his name? King Harris went over to Colombia and got those big old veneers that made headline news a couple months ago. And I swear he could not, and this is not dissing him at all, this is just facts. He could not close his mouth properly. He did not speak properly. And so that's what I want. If you're traveling overseas, that's the other thing. Don't travel overseas and then really, if you guys are going over to Colombia, Turkey, Mexico, show you the teeth first before you fly back over. Because once you fly over there and something that you decide you don't like them, you got to go right back over there. And they are definitely going to probably charge you because they're so backed up like months in advance that, number one, you have an emergency. You're not getting in tomorrow in Colombia or Turkey. It's going to be a long waiting list. So what happens? Bling, bling, bling. Dr. Austin, I need help. I need my teeth. I got my teeth done in Colombia and I need you to come in. you know, it's a tough situation because we're not going to be able to fix it for free. And, you know, when we touch you, the moment we touch you, it becomes our legal responsibility. So a lot of times dentists like myself and some of my colleagues don't even want to see you here in the United States when you've gone overseas. So I'm just telling y'all all the buyer's remorse things. I want you guys to make wise decisions when you're making this big, this huge investment in your smile. It is so important to make sure that you are making the best choice. So in summary, you need to vet your dentist, ask questions. Where did you go to school? How long have you been doing porcelain veneers or composite veneers? How often do you train and get and update your skills? What's the consultation process like? And how do I go about designing my smile? You should ask about designing your smile. If somebody just says, hey, come on in and we're going to start the veneers tomorrow. No, there is some planning. Whoa, 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 whoa. There's some planning that needs to happen before you get these veneers. And the last important thing is to recognize, hey, Dr. J, hello. One of the things to recognize is that cosmetic dentistry is not an official specialty. Anybody that simply does teeth whitening are able to call themselves a cosmetic dentist, and they may not have taken not one course on veneers. They may have gone to YouTube University, and now they say they're doing veneers. And get a load of this. There are non-dentists that are teaching non-dentists how to do veneers. I'm going to post this video for you guys tomorrow. This girl is on TikTok saying, hey, I'm a veneer technician. I do veneers. Yes, I do porcelain. I don't do porcelain yet, but soon I'm going to be doing porcelain veneers. These people who have not done any kind of formal training, don't have a degree, are out there taking your money and doing these veneers. And I am here to get like, just put you guys up on game. And I'm trying to help you guys not make terrible decisions with your mouth, which is a part of your oral health. If you are getting these veneers, these botched veneers by non-dentists or non-qualified dentists, your eating could be affected. Your bite, your ability to speak, your mouth may start to crumble. They might start popping out because they know nothing about occlusion. That's how your bite comes together. I am here as your smile coach, and we're going to make you in 2024 make smart decisions. So make sure you go to YouTube, subscribe there. I'm dropping all kinds of videos on a weekly basis there. And make sure that you subscribe here when I go live, usually on Wednesdays. This was an emergency live because we were commenting on a special post where a guy was not happy with his veneers. And I was like, you know what? I got to get on here and talk about this. So thank you guys for tuning into the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. I am officially launching season 3 of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast tomorrow. Oh, it's going down. We're going to have special guest Lady K. We're going to hear her, and she was on American Idol. Please go to the link in my stories. Hello, Miranda Gale. Are you, is that my former oral surgeon? Hey, girl. Hey. Oh, that's my girl. Make sure that you tune in. We got Lady K from American Idol. She's going to be our special guest on the live episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. It is not going to be here on Instagram, guys. It is going to be on my webinar platform. So go to the link in my bio. I want you to be there. I want you to hear her story. And if you guys don't have dental insurance of any sorts and you're looking for affordable dental care resources, tomorrow, guys, I'm dropping a major bomb. If you guys want to know how to get really, really cheap dentistry, I'm going to drop everything tomorrow in my live premiere of season 3 of my Let's Talk Smiles podcast. So make sure you go to the link in my bio and you sign up. It is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. And man, oh man, we're going to have guest Lady K. You know, Lady K, and this is in my stories, in my reels, she got on American Idol with a missing front tooth, y'all. And she got on there and sang her face off to the point where she made it to the top 10, even with the missing front too. But of course, a lot of people were talking about her smile and wondering what happened with her tooth. So tomorrow we're going to get the whole story. How did she lose the tooth? How did she feel being, you know, what was her confidence like being on American Idol in front of the world with that missing front tooth? We're going to talk about how I connected with her, the unique place where I did her veneers. And then we're going to talk about how you guys out there can get affordable dental care across the nation. I'm talking about less than a Happy Meal. This plan that I'm going to tell you guys about is the cost of a Happy Meal, a two-piece with a biscuit from KFC and Popeyes. Listen, it is cheap. So if you guys are self-employed and you have no dental insurance, we got options for you. If you have no job, I got an option for that. If you are just looking for a plan for you and your employees that's not like $600 a month, check me out tomorrow at the live premiere episode, season 3 of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, which is now on the LA Tribune Podcast Network, which is launching on Saturday. I'm going to be in Orlando this weekend at PodFest, talking about how you as an entrepreneur or influencer can start your podcast. Man, I got so much going on. And I just dropped a new book on Amazon. I'm going to drop that on you guys too. It is called Porcelain Veneers versus Clear Aligners, How to Have the Picture Perfect Smile. So all you guys, stay tuned. All 2024, I'm bringing you the dental news that you can use to improve your smile and your entire life. All right, guys. Bye-bye.